This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Ukraine said on Sunday its troops had recaptured three villages from Russian forces in its southeast, the first liberated settlements it has reported since launching a counteroffensive this week. Soldiers hoisted the Ukrainian flag at a bombed-out building in an unverified video published by a Ukrainian brigade, which identified itself in a settlement in the Donetsk region. President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday gave his strongest signal yet that Kyiv has launched its long-awaited counterattack to seize back land in the east and south, confirming that counteroffensive and defensive operations were taking place. Scotland's former First Minister, Nicola Sturgeon, was arrested on Sunday in connection with a police investigation into the Scottish National Party's funding, her spokesperson has said. Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham has the story.
Sturgeon's arrest is deeply embarrassing for the SNP, which currently leads Scotland's semi-autonomous government and campaigns to end Scotland's three-century political union with England. It follows her surprise resignation in February, when she said she had become too divisive to lead her country to independence. An SNP spokesperson said the party was fully cooperating with the investigation. In April, Sturgeon's husband, Peter Murrell, and the party's then-treasurer were both arrested. They were then released without charge, pending further investigation as part of the same inquiry.
Reuters correspondent Rachel Graham. Philippine authorities are evacuating more than 2,000 cows and water buffaloes away from a restive volcano to minimize potential losses in case of a major eruption. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. A former U.S. Attorney General, once appointed by former President Donald Trump, says criminal charges are appropriate for mishandling classified documents. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Former U.S. Attorney General William Barr on Fox News Sunday alleges that Donald Trump was reckless with government secrets.
Battle plans for an attack on another country or Defense Department documents about our capabilities are in no universe Donald J. Trump's personal documents.
A Trump attorney also on Fox disagrees.
He has every right to have classified documents that he declassifies under the Presidential Records Act.
Lawyer Alina Haba says she doesn't think Trump would explore a plea deal in the case, even though he's facing 37 felony counts. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Ted Kaczynski, known as the Unabomber, died by suicide, according to insiders familiar with his death in prison. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Kaczynski was 81 and suffering from cancer. He was found unresponsive in his cell at a federal medical center in North Carolina Saturday and revived before being pronounced dead, according to four people who spoke with the Associated Press on condition of anonymity. Kaczynski was serving life after admitting to 16 bombings from 1978 to 1995, killing three people and maiming several others. The Bureau of Prisons has faced increased scrutiny in the last several years following the 2019 suicide of Jeffrey Epstein while in custody. I'm Julie Walker.
The new Transformers movie takes over the top spot at the box office. AP correspondent Marky Zaraleta reports.
Stand down!
The bots win over Spider-Man this weekend. Transformers Rise of the Beasts earned $60.5 million domestically, according to studio estimates. That makes it the number one box office draw, nudging out last week's number one, Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse. That film made $55.4 million in its second weekend. The Little Mermaid is in third place. Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3 is number four. The Boogeyman is in fifth place. I'm Archie Zaraleta.
Novak Djokovic said winning a record 23rd men's singles Grand Slam title, the French Open, after beating Norway's Casper Ruud on Sunday was special given that it was always his toughest one to win. The Serbian has now won the most Grand Slams of any male player and is the only one to have won each of the four Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, and U.S. Open at least three times. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.